penny detail today, huh?
Charles Wheaton likes to start every day at 6 a.m. with a cup of coffee from the grocery store.
Just $1, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Wheaton is 53 years old. He's a little over 6 feet tall, clean-shaven, with jet black hair underneath a red baseball cap. He wears a backpack over 4 layers, a hooded sweatshirt, and 3 light jackets. It's 37 degrees outside as Wheaton starts walking up Baranoff Street.
I became homeless about 4 years ago, and I've lived under bridges. I'm not blaming society on this, no way. I made some terrible mistakes.
He spent some time at Lemon Creek Correctional Center, including 2 years for assault in 1988. He says he's not proud of that, but is also frustrated that the conviction on his record prevents him from obtaining housing in certain places. Recently, he was living in Haines with his fiancée, Judy, but she died about 6 months ago, and he found himself out on the street again. On this particular morning, he has just spent the night aboard a dry-docked boat. It's hard to know how many people are homeless in Sitka. What is known is that they are men and women, old and young. Some camp in the woods, others get hotel vouchers from local service providers, or sleep on boats. And a few, between 5 and 15 regulars, according to police, are often picked up on the streets for having an open alcohol container or for public intoxication. Wheaton says he drinks, but not to the point of incapacitation.
What I do it for, I drink to forget the problems of the day, because I have no place to go. And I've been cited for open containers, and they said, you're not supposed to be drinking outside. I said, well, I'm homeless, where am I supposed to drink?
He's not drinking alcohol on this morning, just coffee. We're walking up Lake Street. Wheaton walks all day, every day, and you can see that by looking at his shoes.
They're Skechers, but they're kind of wore out, and these are 2 months old, and they're already wore out on the heels down to where it's white, and these are Skechers, and they were $65. I bought them with my disability money.
You go through them pretty quickly then, shoes?
I went through 1 brand new pair of shoes in 1 month here. This is my second pair, so I ended up spending a little over $100 on shoes.
The walk continues, and Wheaton leads me to a small brown house tucked away in a neighborhood behind Swan Lake.
This is Jericho Road.
Jericho Road is a small shelter for people with addictions and no other place to go. Wheaton can't live here because of the conviction on his record, but he visits his friends who do.
They know we're coming.
He taps on the window to announce his presence.
That's kind of like my signal light in here. Dino.
Dino is Dean Sharklane, also 53 years old, and one of 2 people currently living at the house. When we walk in, the local news is on and some coffee is brewing. Sharklane says sometimes homelessness isn't a sudden event. People don't always get flung out onto the street. Sometimes, he says, it develops over time.
You run away from home. You don't tend to run away at first. You get kind of drifted off from the people you hang around with. And the more you hang around with somebody, the more you drift away from home. And then pretty soon you just don't go home anymore. I've stayed places. I've stayed under boats. I've stayed inside abandoned houses. I've stayed in places where they are newly being built.
For Sharklane, Jericho Road has provided a refuge from not only the elements, but from other pitfalls.
You meet all these people. There's lots of people out in the street that are doing drugs. I've been there. And fortunately, it's been about 3 years now since I quit drugs. And I'm still stuck with alcoholism. And alcoholism is a kind of a fuel for homeless people, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say that.
And almost everybody that is homeless that I know, it does lead to alcoholism. And then you all kind of congregate together. And then sometimes you don't know who you're going to meet. You don't know who's going to be your friends. So you got to be really careful on who you meet out in the street.
Even though he can't stay here, Wheaton says more places like Jericho Road are needed. And he says that in most of the communities where he's lived, There seem to be better shelters for animals than for people.
Dogs and cats are treated better in every community than the homeless people. I've seen a multi-million dollar medical thing right across from Fred Meyer's in Juneau where it's for an animal hospital. I mean, this is far better than the glory hole downtown. And if we in each community could focus on doing something like that with government spending and get some of these people that are homeless like me off the street, I'd feel better about myself and want a chance to change.
Wheaton has some income. He gets government disability checks because of his bipolar disorder, and he's found ways to support himself in the past, including some work with the Salvation Army. He used to manage one of its stores, and last Christmas, he rang the bell at one of its donation kettles.
At Wally's World in Juneau, and they made quite a bit of money, and I still got that bell that I rang last year. And I told the captain, I'm going to bring it back to Juneau. I'm going to ring this bell again. And I'm looking forward to it.
In the time since our interview, Wheaton has returned to Juneau. When we last talked to him, he had just bought a tent for $10 and was searching for a safe place to set up camp.
You know, I guess you can call the whole world my home. You know, the sky is my ceiling and the ground is my floor, so... I'll just keep walking the road and until I find a place to live.
This is Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.